Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome to you one and all to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love are easily devolved and devolving into BS, bait and switch. And as my wife said in the introduction, we are here to urge you and to invite you to think beyond the ordinary, to rise and shine to a pondering and a meditation, a contemplation of love that will own your meditations, own your contemplations, and own your priorities. So here we are once again. It's such an honor, such a privilege. I'm so proud of this particular project. It is the result of multiple people working together to help me pull this together and make it shine. So thank you for being here and trusting me with a half an hour of your life and time. Please tell your friends about this broadcast. Pass this along. It really is a worthy effort to dive into the notions of love and making sure that we are alive to love, not on this earth for hate, but we are alive for love. So on that note, that reminds me of what we begin every broadcast with, and that is Love's Creed, something I wrote a little over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution. I just felt like this would be great for me to carry around and to hold and to meditate and to memorize. But you know, it became something that I realized many people need to have a creed of this nature, to commit their priorities to this idea. So let me give it to you. In total, here's Love's Creed. I'll come back and I'll repeat it in short bursts and have you repeat after me so that, like a vow at a wedding altar, you'll hear yourself commit your life to love. All right, here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I take that with so much honest commitment and seriousness. It really has my full attention, especially when I'm sharing it with you and knowing that I'm inviting you to something that's of this kind of depth. It owns me. It really does. So now let me come back, give it to you in short bursts, and you repeat after me. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. When our ears hear our own voice committing to values of that nature, our brain has a special place for those things we say out loud with heartfelt meaning and connection. So having this available would be, I think, important to call yourself to attention day by day. If you'd like a copy of this, you can email me at Randy Dean Ministries, all lowercase, all one word, randydeanministries@gmail.com. Be happy to send you a copy. Not trying to build a mailing list, but I would love to give you a copy of this so that you can put it on a 3x5 card and hang it on the mirror while you're shaving or putting on your makeup in the morning or You can put it on the sun visor in your car, put it in your phone or on your device. You could type it out and make a photo of it. In fact, that's how I have it in front of me. It's on my iPad, and I refer to it routinely. I honestly do. So if you'd like a copy, email me, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we'll get you a copy of that. So for today, I'm a great fan of Brené Brown. Brené Brown has written multiple books and done at least one TED Talk that went absolutely skyrocketing viral around the world. And her research into vulnerability has really changed the way we view sociology, especially. She has a degree in sociology, but she went into started with the research notion of what it looks like for people to live in a vulnerable and honestly vulnerable state so that you can see into them. There's an old saying of late that says, intimacy means into me see. Knowing who I am is more valuable than me BSing you, right? That's what this broadcast is about, is getting rid of the BS, the bait and switch, and trying to impress people with something that's not really our true self, but it's a fraudulent self. But Brené Brown has a comment here about love. In fact, she read a book in I believe it was her master's degree studies by bell hooks about all about love, and she said that book never left my nightstand all the years I was doing my postgraduate work. And then she herself, Brené Brown, took it a step further, and she has an encyclopedia, really, of emotions. And one of those emotions that she points to and its high value is the value of love. But here's a quote from Brené Brown that I'm going to work with today, and I'm going to take you to the 5 points that I pull from her quote. Here we go. I don't want to betray my mind or heart. I want to live by a love ethic. We need more love between us, but also among us. Not rainbow and unicorn love or commercialized love. We need more real love. Gritty, dangerous, wild-eyed, justice-seeking love. I got one word for that. Wow! What a great quote. What an amazing paragraph that Brené gives us here. And I'm going to, as I said before I read it, I'm going to derive 5 points of reference from this that I want you to follow as closely as you can. Here it is again. I don't want to betray my mind or heart. I want to live by a love ethic. We need more love between us, but also among us. Not rainbow and unicorn love or commercialized love. We need more real love, gritty, dangerous, wild-eyed, justice-seeking love. So the first thing I want to derive from this is her commitment. Love is a commitment. It requires our committed value about what we're after. To be committed to love means I'm not just seeking to feel something, I'm seeking to live something. So out of her quote here, I want you to I want to invite you along with me. Let's make a commitment to love. That love, according to Love's Creed, says I'm committed to the notion that whatever else I'm going to do in this life, successfully or unsuccessfully, it's going to be about love. So if I fail, I at least want to fail at the highest value for all humankind, and that is to love. And the second thing I want to pull from this is she talks about we need more love between us, but also among us. I immediately picture that when you lay bricks or when you put up tile and you have to have the grouting to join the tile, the cement behind it. I couldn't get the word out there. The cement that holds the pieces together among us as a cemented ability to hang in there with each other, to regard the pauses between us, the gaps between us as a place to fill with love. So if we don't know what else to say, let's just fill that gap with love. Like Brené said, we need more love between us, but also among us. to fill, like with mortar and the bricks and a fireplace that we would build, or a stone monument that has to have mortar to hold between the places and between the. Love is that cement. It is among us. It fills the gaps. Rather than us living this life where we're constantly filling the gaps with some kind of weird aphorisms, cliches, why not fill the gaps with love? In fact, what I mean by gaps here is I mean in terms of the points of silence, the quietness, to fill that quietness with an inner fire of love. To be with somebody doesn't always mean we have to talk, but in the quietness, in the silences, may we fill that gap with the mortar, the cement, the make the grouting tight to hold us in love. Now, the next thing she says is really kind of humorous, but I take it with full seriousness. Not a rainbow and unicorn love or a commercialized love. Ooh-wee. No rainbows and unicorns. No cotton candy. No unicorn pretend. No mythological love. And no commercialized love. I've said this a few times in this broadcast and in the four and a half years now of doing this broadcast. I take courage on some levels that when you talk about music, for instance, how much music would disappear if the principle of love was not involved with that music. So on a positive side, commercialized love has created an entire genre of art. Well, not just in music, but in all kinds of art. But it has also been oversimplified and commercialized at that same level. So what we need is an awareness of how love has been overused in ways that are, they're bait and switch, they're BS, in ways that are just to take love out of the seriousness of our researcher like Brené Brown, to take it out of that seriousness and just make it a plaything. Let's be people. I'm inviting you to join me to be people of no unicorn rainbow love, no hippy-dippy cotton candy easy cheesy love, but a love that is nitty-gritty, a love that is tough, and it's tough all by itself. In fact, I've said this here before. We don't have to call love tough. I'm going to exercise tough love because, in my view, when you do that, you're missing the point of love itself. Love is tough all by itself. Ain't no such thing as tough love. Love that is love is tough. Love that is love is like a couple like myself and my bride, married for half a century. That's love. And that love is tough all by itself. It's managed the crises of life. It's managed the highs and the lows. It's taken us past disappointments and even helped us to measure our space of how to get help, measuring space of how to have a hard conversation with each other. It's not easy. It's not simplistic. And it's certainly, you know, half a century of marriage like Ginger and Randy Dean, I'm going to tell you, it is certainly not a commercialized love. We didn't survive by buying love cards for each other every day, although we've done plenty of that. We didn't survive because we had a favorite song or two. We've more than survived. We've thrived by having a high priority on the practice of love. We are not in this to rise to the cliches. In fact, we eschew. I'll tell you, I can speak for Ginger here. When we hear cliches, bumper sticker ideas about faith or love, she and I both grimace because we understand when you take a high priority like love and you devolve it and oversimplify it, you're in trouble. You've committed, I believe, the worst sin you can toward a high value priority, and that sin is to commercialize it, simplify it, to divest it into certain little ideas that just feel good. This has got to be more than just feeling. It's got to be a high level, as I started with the 5 points I'm rising from in Brené Brown's comment here. It's got to have a commitment. And commitment is a lifetime of value. It's a value that rises past my personal pettiness and takes me to a patience with not only my wife or my spouse or my significant other, but a patience with all humanity. There's a tall order for you. Patience. It's not a unicorn rainbow love or commercialized. And that leads to the next 2 points from Brené's quote, and that is, we need more real love. Real love. Real love that has had the blood, sweat, and tears of an effort to understand it. Real love that will take the courage to find a counselor or a pastor or a mentor and to say, this is what I believe love is. Help me. Help me know whether this is real love. Is this the kind of love that is durable in the long haul? Is this the kind of love that has a reality check on a daily basis? And I don't mean a reality check for others, but a reality check for myself. Am I living out a real love? And that takes me to the fifth and last point from her quote, a real, gritty, dangerous, wild-eyed, justice-seeking love. Wow. So to that end, from real love, I'm inviting myself to participate in my society with love, to participate in my communities with love. We all know how easy it is to gripe and complain and moan and groan about how bad things are, right? We do that routinely. It's sad but true. We routinely find fault with the leaders of our community. We just routinely talk to the television set whenever it's playing out the news, and we don't like what a president or a congressperson or a senator has done. We routinely pick it apart. It's really kind of sport, especially here in America. But I think the kind of nitty-gritty, dangerous, wild-eyed, justice-seeking love is looking to make things as right as I can by love in whatever influence I'm able to give in my world. I don't want my consciousness to be wrapped up in complaint. I don't want my consciousness to be ever looking for the faults of others, but looking for how can I love even my enemies. You see, Jesus said, you've heard of old, love your neighbor but hate your enemies. Well, Jesus turned that around and he said, now I'm saying to you, love your enemies and do good to those who despitefully use you. Woo! That's gritty, nitty-gritty. I almost said tough love. It is love. That is love. That is love. It's wild-eyed. And it's dangerous because most people don't understand that kind of love. Is it going to be strong enough to endure things that I disagree with? Is it going to be strong enough to endure a very difficult conversation? Is my love going to be strong enough to be durable when all others are operating from the horrible quality of hate or fear? You see, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's fear. And then fear develops into hate. My goal in life needs to rise to something so much better than hatefulness or just being opposed to somebody else, but to see a justice found through love, justice that makes things as right as I know how, to make things as right, first of all, in me, to bring me to a place and to a state of settledness when all others are unsettled, to keep me in the context of a commitment of love when all others have chosen not to be committed. And as I said earlier from Brené's quote here, and I'll finish up with repeating it, but she talked about not just the love between us, but among us. So it's like the grouting, and it's like the mortar between bricks. It's like the grouting between tiles. It cements us, holds us, when all other things seem to be breaking out and going so sideways with the world around us. So you say, well, others aren't committed to that. How can I change anything? Well, the only person I can change is me. All I can do in this world around me is to surround myself with the mortar, the glue, the cement of love. So that when you get around me, I'm determined to hang on to you. And I don't mean in a boundaryless kind of way or a pestering kind of way. I mean in terms of whether I'm with you or not with you, whether I've seen you in a year or whether I haven't seen you in 10 years. Love is what's going to hold me steady as I'm absent from your presence. And when I'm in your presence, I don't have to figure out, well, how am I going to relate to you? Because I've been relating in love even when we're absent from one another. So that kind of Brené Brown's comment, nitty-gritty, dangerous, wild-eyed, justice-seeking love. On that idea of the justice-seeking, I'm looking at people who have less power, influence, and the goods of life that give them opportunity to step up to the plate. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, it's a cruel thing to say to a man with no shoes, you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. See, that's what I mean by justice. Looking at people who don't have, metaphorically speaking, shoes and saying, well, pull yourself up. Well, that's cruel. But love says, what can I do to help? How can I step into the gap that you have in life that has left you needing justice for whatever society has done in its failure toward you? Looking for people that are in need of my love, in need of my nitty-gritty love. So, commitment, love among us, not a unicorn rainbow love, but a real love that is gritty and wild-eyed. Those are my 5 points from Brené's quote. And so if you'd like a copy of Brené's quote, why don't you write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll send you a copy of this quote too. It's so valuable. It's so centered and so compact in its entirety. But all of that leads me to our closing here, and we do a couple of things here to close the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love, as a means of a container to make this subject of love practical. So what I want to invite you to do is get yourself as settled as you can. Put your feet flat on the floor, set up as straight as you know how, or maybe you want to stand, that's okay, but calm yourself. Just put aside all distractions, all the clutter of your mindset, and breathe as deeply and as consistently as you can for just a couple of moments here, all right? On the count of four, I want you to take a breath. Breathe in for the count of four, then hold it for the count of four, then exhale for the count of four. That kind of breathing exercise settles us. It settles the human body and the human emotional state. And it gives you a platform. I'm all about giving people a standing under their standing to give a platform for love. And breathing is, I'm convinced, one of the easiest ways to slow yourself down and to gather yourself toward beauty in the practice of love. All right? On the count of four, take a deep breath and hold it for the count of four. One, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Whew. That will lower your blood pressure on a physiological platform, but it will lower your emotional pressure too. Breathing. If you're in a state of fussiness, go find a quiet place, even if you have to get in your car and just sit a minute and breathe as deep as you know how. Push down on your diaphragm, not raising your shoulders, but just push all that air down the bottom of your lungs. I call it the basement of your lungs. Second practice that we do here is I challenge you, like Brené Brown said, to fill the gaps among us like cement by saying the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. You should start by practicing with people you know, but I'm going to urge you to find strangers, somebody outside your regular circumference of saying this. Ooh, it's weird. Yeah, it's awkward. It's startling, I know. But it's weird, awkward, and startling because we don't practice this as well as we should or as a means by which we could cement human relationships. So look somebody in the eye, slow those three words down, and say, I love you. I have discovered that there are people all around me every day who haven't heard those words in days, weeks, months, and sadly, even years. Who knows but what the next person I see is living this stark, cold life, lonely, even amongst people, that may need to hear just that momentary, hello, I'm Randy Dean, and I love you. That's a miracle in three words. It's magic in three words. And treating those three words as holy are a part of the whole process as well. All right. Well, thanks for giving me a half an hour of your life and time. That blesses me, honors me, makes me smile, makes me happy to know that somebody tuned in and took it to heart. To listen to my ongoing pilgrimage, challenging you, challenging me to love, to be alive to love, and not on this earth for hate, but alive for love, and to be unavailable for anything less. This is what this broadcast is all about, and why I challenge you week in and week out to rise to this occasion. So now, go out there and do something beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, because you know, ugly, hoo-wee, ugly is getting done to death. How about we be beautiful people rising to the occasion of beauty with the power of love? Let's be alive to love, folks. Happy trails to you all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.